Okay, 537, please.
Request of Barbara Souter to address council regarding advocating for seniors.
Good morning. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for giving me this time. I'm not going to ask you for money. I'm not going to ask for a zoning change. All I'm here to do is to share some information with you and hopefully give you some ways that you can share the information. I'm a volunteer with the Oregon Long-Term Care Ombudsman's Office. We don't sell insurance. We're a state agency, and what we do is we advocate for seniors that are in long-term care. So this woman over here who talked about her friend that hadn't had a shower for 10 days, that's the type of thing that our ombudsman help with, is we go to the facility leaders then and say, look, one shower every 10 days, that really doesn't cut it. I know you're a business. I know you have issues, but people are people, and this is their home. This is for a senior. The long-term care facility they're in, that's their home and probably the last home they're going to have. So we advocate for things like move-out notices so that if a 90-year-old woman in a nursing home is told she has to leave, our advocates go in and we work with the facility, but mostly we work with the senior to make sure that their rights are observed, that they're getting what they want out of it. We may not be able to keep the woman in that nursing home because maybe they can't give her the care that she needs, but we make sure she understands why. We make sure that she goes someplace that she's comfortable and that she doesn't feel like she's being victimized by the system one more time. We don't invent issues. We visit residents in the facilities, and there's lots of facilities in Portland. You go out to Southeast Portland, and every street you drive on, it feels like there's another adult care home. We talk to the residents. We find out what their issues are. Sometimes staff talks to us and tells us about issues. Sometimes we hear from families. Sometimes we even have an administrator that asks us to intercede. So why do we advocate? You know, my mother, all of her life, was a troublemaker, and she could advocate not only for herself, but for everybody she came in contact with. But she's 90 years old now. She's lost her vision, and she can't advocate for herself anymore, and she's just like a lot of seniors. They're afraid that they're going to be evicted if they complain. They may not understand the laws, so they just take what they're given. Or they may have lost some of their capacity and can no longer advocate for themselves. So why am I here? I wanted to share this information with you for a couple reasons. You may have a friend who's in long-term care. You may run into somebody, a constituent or a friend or a family member who says, I was talking to so-and-so and they were complaining because their mother hadn't had a shower for 10 days. Well, they need to call and talk to the ombudsman. You can refer them to the state office. Somebody will get in touch with them. You may also have somebody that is concerned about looking for a good volunteer opportunity. This is it. Mayor Hales, you're not coming back? Here's a great thing for you to do in retirement.
Right. I'm not retiring, but I'll consider volunteering. One thing we can all do is we can put this info up prominently on our own websites, and we'll certainly do that in our office. So again, it's www.oregon.gov/LTCO, and people can go to that website and get in touch with the folks there that do this work. So yes, we appreciate you shining a light on it today. We'll see what we can do to help.
Okay,
do that.
Barbara,
great.
Can I just ask you one question?
Sure.
And again, thank you for joining us. How do you work with Elders in Action locally? So that's one of our partners. Elders in Action volunteers, if they become aware of one of these issues, do they refer it to the ombudsman?
Yes, but Elders in Action deals with people who are still in their own home.
Right.
And we work only with residents that are in long-term care, so nursing homes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks for your time.
We'll help get the word out. Okay.